Message number 164. God created the world. No other planet can be inhabited by man. Saturday, August 13, 2011 at 17:00. Conversion. My daughter needs to be a priority now for my children as they tell others about my messages to the world. Just one soul a day brings me great joy, my children, when others begin to open their eyes to the truth. My beloved daughter, when man is so busy each day, there is little time for prayer in his life. Prayer, my children, can mean a moment, an hour, a word, or any kind of communication with me. It does not matter where man calls on me. It can be in the home, in the garden, in the car, at work, as well as in my church. Where you talk to me is not important, although you can please me more when you are speaking with me in my house. Many people mistakenly believe I can't hear their thoughts, feel their pain, their sorrow, or their joy. Don't they realize that they were created by my Father, the Almighty Creator of all things? He who knows everything calls on all of you to stop for just one moment a day. Ask for my help to strengthen you. Just one moment is all I ask, this one precious moment when you call to me to enable me to enter through your soul by the power of the Holy Spirit. Even just a whisper when you call out for my help will be heard. If you don't call me, I can't respond, for I would never interfere with your free will. I am like a father looking down at a group of children playing, all busy running, chatting to each other, some laughing, and in other cases fighting amongst themselves. Most children respond to the adult when called to attention. But some are stubborn, turned their backs, and refuse to do as they are asked. Some children are affectionate, some not so. Few will show absolute hatred, however, at so tender an age. Yet when I look at those children of mine in the world today, I see hatred, and even worse, complete indifference to the existence of me, Jesus Christ, their beloved Savior. For many, they even hate the sound of my name. The times you are living in, children, have seen an unruly group of my children with little discipline who believe that the world is theirs to rule, control, abuse, or even damage as they see fit. Little relevance is shown towards the Father Creator of all things. So arrogant is man today that he believes he has emerged from an even higher hierarchy than that of my eternal Father. So he continues to seek out more about his origins, even though the truth has been there for him to see all along. So much time is being wasted on worthless pursuits, worthless dreams, all of which are fabricated by the minds of those scientists whose pride in his own intelligence, a gift from God the Father, means he believes he will find new facts about his origins. Why don't these children realize that Earth was created for man? No other planet can be inhabited by man, for that is not part of my Father's plan. How foolish man can be when trying to fulfill the emptiness of spirit within his soul. All the nourishment and fulfillment can be his if he sits down and accepts the truth. The truth of the existence of God the Eternal Father, the Creator of the universe, your beloved Savior, Teacher, and Just Judge Jesus Christ.